WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The president's chief negotiator says there is a proposal to bring about a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Steve Witkoff says Israel will agree to a temporary ceasefire and hostage deal that would see half of the living and half of the deceased returned. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Witkoff goes on to say that deal is on the table. Hamas should take it.
The administration has revised COVID vaccine recommendations again, this time removing children and healthy pregnant women. Infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner at Vanderbilt.
We're in a little bit of uncertain turf here about how recommendations are going to be made going into the future.
Business reporter Jason Brooks following the markets today.
Wall Street rallied higher with investors relieved that President Trump is delaying the 50% tariff on European Union imports from June to July.
And the Dow finished 740 points higher. The S&P 500 was up more than 2%. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches. Nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The Crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save and lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, close to 80 for Friday and the weekend. It's 67 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll take another look at changes to SNAP benefits. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
That is what our framers intended, and I don't care if it's your team winning today, it won't always be that way. So what in the heck are they doing?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Are you kidding me?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I think it speaks to Wisconsinites in a really special way that I've been to 15 baseball stadiums. It ain't the same in other places.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. It is hour two of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And our discussion of something that strikes at the heart of every Wisconsin family's well-being is our focus for the next half hour. I am so happy to be joined by Dahi Wolf, the Senior Early Education Analyst at Kids Forward in Wisconsin. Our topic today is child care. The harsh realities are this. If you are able to even find a child care center for your child, it is likely to be costing you somewhere in the extraordinary ballpark of just shy of $3,000 a month. I'm not even going to talk about babies. They're more expensive. And with the state now debating the biennial budget, Republicans in the state house are looking to basically cut off the support for child care counts, which were, in essence, government subsidies to help keep child care affordable. You know, if you want people working because work is dignified. My goodness, if you are a single working parent with a child that you need to place into child care, and the bill for that is $2,300 a month, $2,800 a month, or more, how are you going to afford that? It is simply a crippling level of expense. Dahi, am I describing what we've got going on here correctly? I mean, this is a child care crisis in Wisconsin as it stands today. And it's about to get worse if the Joint Finance Committee and GOP response to Governor Evers' budget moves forward and becomes our biennial budget.
You're entirely correct. Child care is in crisis. Child care has been in crisis for a long time, but the crisis is really reaching a cliff coming up at the end of June when the funding runs out that has supported child care providers all over the state to stay in business. This funding started back during the pandemic, and amazingly, Wisconsin had a system in place and was able to get those funds out so quickly and so efficiently that there were research and surveys done that showed that Wisconsin had less childcare closings than almost any other state in the country because of the efficiency and the effectiveness of this program. And we want that program to continue under whatever name. It can no longer be called that because the Joint Finance took that out of the budget. But we know that Wisconsin working families deserve support. We know that childcare providers deserve support. And like you said, how are we going to have a strong economy and families being able to go to work without safe, reliable, affordable childcare?
Folks, that's Daffy Wolf, senior early education analyst at Kids Forward. So what you're telling me is we have had a program that has been extraordinarily effective at least keeping childcare somewhat available and affordable. And instead of investing more into that program to make childcare more affordable and more available, we're staring down the double barrel of it potentially being gutted. I've heard estimates, and tell me if I'm wrong, that in some counties, they may be looking at reductions in childcare centers and open slots, available slots, of upwards of 50, 60, 70%. What's that going to do to a local economy in counties facing that kind of level of closure?
I don't even want to think about it. I mean, that is just horrific. And we have a way to prevent that. We have billions in surplus in our budget right now that could be spent to help Wisconsin families, to fund K-12 education, to fund our childcare system. And instead, we're looking at tax cuts. And I just think that's immoral, to say the least. And it's also backwards thinking. I mean, our state motto is forward. We should be thinking about how we can support every working family, every mother, every father, every childcare provider, every business that wants to keep their employees. I mean, we know from the business community, they've been saying this now for years and years, and it keeps coming closer and closer to like their top priority in terms of, you know, recruitment and being able to, have employees and be able to, work, have their business at full capacity. And it's just, especially in rural areas, but also in urban areas, it's just become a huge barrier to, to employment and keeping our economy strong. We have, I'm going to give you another statistic.
I love them. I'm a nerd.
Yeah. For many, many years, Wisconsin has been one of the top five states in terms of women's participation in the workforce. And of course, because we live in a patriarchal society where women are expected to be the caregivers and the mothers of, and the, taking, they're the ones that have to make sure the kids are are safe and sound. In order for those women to participate, most of the time they need to have, like I said, safe, reliable, affordable childcare. And if we don't have that, then we're turning our back on all those folks that, that want to be out in the workforce and are not given a choice.
Folks, again, this is Dahi Wolf, senior early education analyst at Kids Forward. So it is pro-business to support childcare. It is also, as I understand things, Dahi, an incredible ROI. To have a vibrant workforce so employers can get butts into the chairs or on the lines that they need, this is essential. But it's also an element of early childhood education, which I believe you're a wee bit of an expert in, Dahi.
Sure.
Childcare is early childhood education. It helps get kids moving in the right direction. And we know that investments in education return 3, 4, 5-fold for a taxpayer dollar. Tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, I could spend the next hour talking about why it's important to invest in childcare, not just for the economic gains, but of course for, the quality of life and the abilities that it gives kids to have that really, really strong start. I mean, if you talk about neurological development, you talk about motor skills, you talk about, mental health, all the things that kids need to really start out well and have a contribute to society, start out in those first 5 years. I mean, they're just key, especially those first 3 years. And like you mentioned earlier, that's the most expensive time for kids to be in childcare because, when they're smaller and younger, it takes more adults to take care of them and to make sure that they're, thriving and growing. So the research you mentioned, there was a from the University of Chicago, a famous economist, Heckman, who has studied this for, now 40, 50 years and seen the long-term effects of these investments in terms of the benefits to society. It's everything from high school graduation to longer lives, to more home ownership, tax paying, less involvement with the criminal justice system. I mean, it's just every single box you want to check. My organization, Kids Forward, also does a lot of work in the area of juvenile justice and trying to, you know, make things better in our state. And we've often used the statistic to compare the cost of early childhood education and the cost of incarcerating a youth. And when I first started in this work about 20 years ago, I remember, you know, just the astronomical figure of saying, well, it costs about $10,000 to $12,000 a year for a quality childcare slot. It's about $75,000 to incarcerate a youth. Well, I was just told the other day that that is now up to almost $1 million a year. I think it's $875,000 to incarcerate a youth. And don't we think it's a much better investment to, you know, to help those kids and help those families?
Yeah, it's the business justification, if we can talk about lives in such a callous, right, and purely economic, in purely economic terms. We know if we look at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, the lack of success we have, even if you're talking about those juveniles that need and have to interact with the legal system, those models of how we've done it, it's not community-based, it's not education-focused, it does not work, and it is cripplingly expensive for Wisconsin taxpayers, and it's not producing the results that people would want to see. So why, I don't understand the case against the investment in childcare. And folks, you're going to want to stick around because Dahi's going to be with me through the next segment. We got a big event coming up that we're going to tell you about on the other side. But Dahi, I tax breaks to what end and for whom? To me, I struggle with the idea of the tax breaks that are being discussed. I am always for tax breaks for middle class working people. I am always for tax incentives and tax breaks for small businesses. I am not for tax breaks for the wealthiest among us who can already afford to pay for whatever childcare they want. Probably a live-in stinking nanny who, you know, they don't have to have two parents working. I don't understand this. It is not going to help working families to decimate our childcare system in favor of tax cuts that will accrue to the benefit of the very few on the backs of the very many. What's the justification for the cuts?
I don't even want to go there. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. It means we don't care about Wisconsin working families. We don't care about the future. We're only willing to see a very short term and not, like I said, the long term, 40 years, 30, 40, even 10 years down the road, we would see benefits. And also, I want to point out that Wisconsin has been short-sighted in this area for a long, long time. In fact, even under Democratic and Republican administrations, depending on the legislature, of course, too, because it's been divided. But we as a state are actually put the least amount of money from our general revenue into childcare of any state in the whole country. So we basically say,
wait a minute, Dahi, say that again, please, okay. Really clearly and yeah, slowly, sure, so the folks in the back row can hear you.
Exactly. Yeah. So we as a state in our budget and our tax money, the GPR, general purpose revenue, we basically put in the least amount of any of the 50 states into supporting childcare in our state. And that's been true historically for a very long time. We do put the very, very minimum in just to be able to get the federal match so we can draw down those dollars. But we have basically ridden the backs of the, you know, of our federal subsidies this, you know, for decades to keep our system afloat. And it was the same, like I said, in the last, you know, since the pandemic with the childcare counts and the rescue money. That money actually ran out 2 years ago, but the governor was able to be very creative and very insistent. And we joke that he looked for, under the couch cushions and found, yes, $330 million. And basically he went to every agency head all the state agencies and said, do you have any extra? Because this is my priority. And he made it happen. And we got 2 years extra. And now that 2 years is over.
Child care funding running out in Wisconsin, not in a year, not in 6 months, at the end of June. What are we going to do? How do you get involved? Our conversation continues on the other side with Dahi Wolf, Senior Early Education Analyst at Kids Forward. Find more out more about Kids Forward at kidsforward.org. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser. We have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everybody, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you and your family had this discussion? Honey, should we have kids? Well, how much is childcare going to cost? Have you put pen to paper and done the math and been blown away? Do you know that childcare in this state costs more than in-state tuition does at the University of Wisconsin-Madison? I'm going to say that again. For one kid, it costs more to put one child in childcare, in early childcare education, than it does to send your college-age student to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. But after decades of neglect, the MAGA regime in state government is threatening to make it so much very, very worse for working people. It seems to me that their solution is, well, get rich quick, otherwise you're screwed in almost every way, shape, and form when it comes to supporting working families. I've got a great guest with me. His name is Dahi Wolf, Senior Early Education Analyst at Kids Forward. You can find out more about Kids Forward at kidsforward.org. Dahi, we've got a big event coming up if people want to get involved and make their voice heard on this issue. Tell us more about that.
I will. And Maggie, just before I pivot, I just need to say one really important thing that we haven't even gotten to, which is that even though childcare is, like you said, just astronomically expensive, we still have a workforce that is severely underpaid. And the average hourly rate for a childcare provider in Wisconsin is still somewhere around, gosh, $10, $11, $12. You can go work at Quick Trip for, much more. And so it shows, how we prioritize our kids. And childcare is not a system that can operate on its own. It's not economically feasible like running a restaurant or, a business. It is something that in every other industrialized Western country is part, just like healthcare, is part of the system and the infrastructure, because those countries prioritize children and families. I mean, they also have paid parental leave and, lots of other things. But I just want to point that out, that even, solving this problem and keeping these programs afloat, we still have a severe crisis in terms of the workforce and how they're paid. And of course, you probably know that well over 95% of the workforce in the country and in the state is female. So we've talked about mothers going back to work. We've talked about the childcare workforce. It's time to talk about dads. Dads care about childcare too, even if they aren't as obviously involved. And we feel like it's time to celebrate that, to have these unlikely champions speak up, and to really just, create a movement of saying that, this is not just a women's issue. This is not just about mothers and caretakers.
And Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. We are finally on the main mothership here. It is the top of the third inning, Warriors 1, Superior nothing. Taylor Liebelt leading things off, and the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. So for those of you who were not with us on the Sports 3 stream, Warriors scored a run in the top of the second, an RBI single by Addie Heil to take the lead. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball three. Three and nothing here on Liebelt, starting off the Warriors' third, middle of the order for Wausau West. Here's the pitch. Catches the outer portion of the plate for a called strike one. So glad to be back with you on our primary channel, on the app and online, and also on 98.9. There's a well-hit ball deep in the center field, way back and out of here. Drilling it way over the fence is Taylor Liebelt, and the Warriors now take a 2-0 lead. Boy, getting all of that one and basically taking a step and then looking at it was center fielder Maddie Schilling for the Superior Spartans. So 2-0 Wausau West. Up next for the Warriors will be the shortstop, Claire Kalmus. Claire flew out to center field her first time up. She is 0-1. Robillard rocks, deals. That'll be fouled back to the screen for strike one. So, again, glad you're with us, and timing was good to get right on the air on 98.9 WXCO for that long ball from Liebelt. Robillard rocks and deals. Misses away for ball one. 1-1. Claire Kalmus, who missed a couple of games last week after injuring her pinky finger, back here in the lineup today for Wausau West. Here's the 1-1. There's a liner left, right field side. Fair ball! Glance inside the line in right, getting over in foul territory to pick it up is Paige Johnson. Gets it back to the infield, but a single the other way for Claire Kalmus. And the Warriors have a runner on first and nobody out for Jaden Kalmus. We are in the top of the third, and the Warriors now have 7 base hits, so the bats are out here for Wausau West. Here's the pitch. There's a liner into right for another base hit. So back-to-back hits now for Kalmus and Kalmus. And we'll see if we can make it three in a row as Peyton Kalmus will now come to the plate. But right now, the Warriors really swinging the bats.
Playing second base, number six, Peyton Kalmus.
Seven of the nine batters already for the Warriors have at least one hit. Looking to bunt, but coming up empty is Peyton Kalmus. That's strike one. Peyton flew out to left field her first time up. Runners on first and second. Nobody out, top of the third. Here's the pitch. Another square around, and it'll be bunted foul right in front of me. And makes it nothing and two. So again, for those of you who are waiting, thanks for your patience. And those of you who joined us from Sports 3, thanks for listening and tuning back over on this side. Here is the pitch, and there's a roller foul third base side. And we'll do it again at nothing and two. Sometimes things are never easy. I've learned that. Man, oh, man. But thanks to Ian Welsh getting over there and fixing the issue. Here's the 0-2. That will bounce in there, and a good stop behind the plate by Peeps Johnson keeps the runners at first and second. So one ball and two strikes on Peyton Kalmus. She flew out to left field her first time up. Wausau West, the number 11 seed in this bracket. Superior, the number 6 seed. 1-2. There's a looper grabbed at short, and getting to the bag is Claire Kalmus back before the shortstop, Visker, who made the grab. That pop-up took Visker right to the bag. And she tried to get Claire, but Claire is back on the bag. First out of the inning. Still runners on first and second for the Warriors, and now Molly Mushinsky will step in. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the zone. It goes all the way to the backstop. Off the edge of the mid of the catcher, Peeps Johnson. So a wild pitch puts runners on second and third with one out, and now an RBI opportunity for Mushinsky. Right-handed batter waits. Robillard to the plate. Swing and a miss. Evens things up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Taking a little bit off that pitch was Robillard, and now it's 1-2. Here is the pitch. Foul tip. Getting a piece of it. Staying alive is Molly Mushinsky. And we'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. One, two. Bounces in there, and blocking it behind the dish is Johnson. And it's now evened up at 2-2. Taylor Defner, the Wausau West third baseman in the on-deck circle, she'll hit next. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's out number two. That is strikeout number four for Ari Robillard, and that will leave it up to Defner. Taylor Defner ringed a double. One hopped it off the fence in deep right center field, her first time up, and then came around to score. And the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one called. Looking for more of the Warriors. They have a 2-0 lead, top half of the third inning. Righty thrower rocks, righty hitter waits. Here's the pitch, drops a little bit low, and that evens it up at 1-1. Big situation in this game. Warriors could double their lead right here. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a called strike two. One ball and two strikes. 13 on the back of the jersey for Defner. She steps back in. Robillard rocks, fires. Swing and a miss. And that's a big job of pitching by Ari Robillard in the third inning. Warriors do get one, but they do leave a couple of runners in scoring position. One run for the Warriors on three base hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. End of two and a half. It is Wausau West 2 and Superior Nothing. This is Warrior Softball on 98.9 WXC.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Bottom half of the third inning, and now coming to the plate will be Superior, trailing the Warriors by a score of 2-0. Top of the order, Robillard, Johnson, and Listery. Caitlin Butler deals. Line drive into center field for a base hit. Grabbing it is Lee Belt. She'll hold the runner to first, but a leadoff single on the first pitch of the inning for Superior and Ari Robillard.
Right fielder number 25, Paige Johnson.
It's the top of the order that has some pretty good numbers for Superior, so obviously a very dangerous inning here for Caitlin Butler. The righty is ready. Here's the pitch. Squaring a bunt. Good bunt. Picked up by Defner. Just one play. Good play by Defner to get the runner at first. The sacrifice is completed. A runner on second and one out now for Superior. That was a good bunt by Paige Johnson, but a good play as charging hard from third was Taylor Defner for the Warriors. And now Melania Lustery, who singled her first time up, steps to the plate. Here's the pitch, and there's a pop-up short right field. Coming in is McKenna Gale. She'll make the grab. Runner will hold at second. So a towering pop-up to short right field from Lustery. And now two outs, runner on second for Peeps Johnson, the cleanup hitter and catcher for the Spartans. Right-handed batter. She reached on a fielder's choice her first time up. First pitch misses up and out of the zone for ball one. Here's the pitch, and she'll fall it back over the screen out of play. And the count goes to 1-1. Two runs on 7 base hits, 1 error for the Warriors. No runs on 2 base hits. No errors for the Spartans. Here's the pitch. Change of pace and missing on the release point. Runner going to third and sliding in safely will be Robillard. That was a slow change of pace. Ended up low and outside. Two balls and one strike on Peeps Johnson. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone. And the count goes to 3-1. Taking a peek towards the third base dugout is Addie Heil. Now she'll pass the sign and the target to Butler. And the 3-1. There's a roller pulled foul, third base side. And the count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trying to again strand a runner in scoring position is Butler. She's done that in the first two innings. Here's the payoff pitch. There's a looper going back, and Claire Kalmus will make the grab in short left center field. Off the bat, thought that might be trouble, but Claire Kalmus able to get back there and make the running grab and end the inning for the Spartans. For Superior, no runs on one base hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. End of three. Wausau West 2, Superior nothing. This is Warrior Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat?
A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying. Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Warriors coming to the plate in the top half of inning number four of this Division I regional semifinal. West 2, Superior nothing. Addy Heil leads things off. Big cut by Addy, but follows it straight back to the screen for strike one. 9-1-2 hitters for the Warriors. Addy Heil, Baylen Holstrom, and McKenna Gale against Ari Robillard, the starting pitcher for Superior. Addy Heil had an RBI. Catches the outside corner at the knees for a called strike two. That was a big hit for Heil in the second. It was a two-out RBI single that scored Taylor Defner, who had doubled before her. Robillard's 0-2. Riser up and out of the zone. Ball one. Ball and two strikes on Addy Heil. Number three on the back of the jersey for the right-handed hitter. Robillard is ready. Here's the rock and the pitch. Ground ball past the pitcher into center field for a base hit. Hallie Visker, the shortstop, went to her left but could not quite get there. So 2-for-2 today is Addy Heil. And the Warriors, for the fourth consecutive inning, have the leadoff hitter on base. So the leadoff hitter hits all four innings for the Warriors. And now Baylen Holstrom looking to bunt but falls it off. Baylen Holstrom is 2-for-2. She singled in the first and singled in the second. So the Warriors, again, they are hitting here today. They have 9 base hits already. 2-0 lead for the Warriors. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses. Runner on the move. Throw down to second into center field. Neither the second baseman or the shortstop were there. Stopping on second is Addy Heil. And it's now a runner in scoring position for the Warriors with nobody out. One ball and one strike on Baylen Holstrom. Robillard's pitch. Fastball catches the top of the strike zone for strike two called. Boy, both teams have had opportunities in this game with runners in scoring position. The Warriors have the one hit with the runner in scoring position. Superior stranded runners in scoring position all three innings. 1-2. Check swing, holding up is Holstrom, bounces to the backstop and all the way to third, turning his Heil and staying right there. So now, runner on third and nobody out for the Warriors, and the count evens up at 2-2 on Baylen Holstrom. Robillard toes the rubber, has the sign, has the target. She rocks, she deals. Three for three today is Baylen Holstrom, and I think they're going to just go out there, number one, have a little conversation with the pitcher and also make sure she's okay. That was a hard hit ball right back through the box. So the Warriors now in double digits in hits. They have 10 base knocks, but more importantly, a three-run lead, 3-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Gale will step in. Here's the pitch, squares the bunt, but fouls it off. Just barely got a piece of it. So it's nothing and one. Kenna Gale had a bunt single her first time up and then struck out in the second. So she's 1-for-2. But now the Warriors looking for even more. Still nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Runner on first, one run in, and a 3-0 lead for Wausau West. Now another meeting as taking a little bit of that foul tip, I believe, was the catcher, Peeps Johnson, for Superior. Stick around after we're done here. We will have on a tape delay basis the game that's currently airing on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app between Marathon and Edgar. Tom Weaver is over in Marathon this afternoon. We will have that one on a tape delay basis when this one is complete. Here's the 0-1. Holding up on that high fastball is Kenna Gale. It evens it up at 1-1. And the pitch. There's a little flare down the left field line that will go foul. And it's now 1-2. Left-handed batter, number 8. On the back of the jersey for McKenna Gale. Robillard rocks, fires, bounces in there, runner on the move, throw down to second, and out at second is Balen Holstrom. Tried to go around the back door to get the second base around the tag, but Martinez puts down the tag, and that is out number 1 for the Warriors here in the fourth inning. Count is 2-2 on Kenna Gale. Robillard's pitch. There's a ground ball fouled on the third base side. So a good battle here for Kenna Gale against Robillard. She'll step back into the left-handed box. Working fast, Robillard's ready. She wants to fire it. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike 3. Strikeout number 6 for Robillard. 2 outs, nobody on base for Taylor Liebelt.
Center fielder, number 4, Taylor Liebelt.
Taylor put a charge into one her last time up. Solo home run over the center field fence. There's a check swing, and that'll be followed off first base side, out of play for strike 1. Nothing in one. Liebelt 1-for-2. Struck out in the first, but then that home run, and again, there was no doubt about it. 0-1. Fastball misses up and away, evens it up at 1-1. Again, the winner of this one plays on Thursday in a regional final. If it's the Warriors, we'll have it for you live right here on 98.9 WXCO. 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses away, and that's 2. 2-1 on Taylor Liebelt. Good hitter's count. Robillard is ready. And the 2-1. Fastball misses away. And that's 3. Well, if 2-1's a good hitter's count, 3-1's even a better hitter's count for a very dangerous batter. Robillard has the target. Rocks and deals. Misses up and out of the zone, and that's 4. So, runner on first and 2 outs for Claire Kalmus. Claire is 1-for-2. She singled her last time up. Flew out to center her first time up. Robillard rocks and fires. Misses a little bit low, and that's 1. One ball and no strikes. There's a swing and a fly ball. Right field side. Well hit. Over the head and short hops the fence. Rounding third is Liebelt. She's going to be waved in. Into second with a stand-up double is Claire Kalmus. Another 2-out RBI hit for the Warriors, who now extend their lead to 4-0. Boy, that ball just exploded off the bat. And never a chance for the right fielder, Paige Johnson, to get there. So now Jaden Kalmus with a runner in scoring position will step in. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball left center field. That could be trouble, but getting there and making the grab is Tenley Lawton in the gap in left center field to bring that one in and retire the Warriors in the fourth. For Wausau West, in the top of the fourth inning, they add another pair of runs. Two runs on three base hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We are halfway through this Division I regional semifinal. Middle of the fourth inning, it is Wausau West 4, Superior nothing. This is Warrior Playoff Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7462 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. And back here from Superior, bottom of the fourth inning, foul ball, Hallie Visker on the first pitch from Caitlin Butler. Warriors have a 4-0 lead. Here's Butler's pitch. There's a fly ball right field side. Going over is Liebelt. Also there's Gale, but Taylor Liebelt will take charge, make the grab for out number one. Next up for the Spartans will be their center fielder, Maddie Schilling. Schilling is 0-1. She struck out her first time up. Wind kicking up just a little bit. Fastball just misses the outside corner for ball one. Walking to the back of the circle is Caitlin Butler. Again, she's been throwing the ball very well here so far. Foul tip, and it got right into the chest protector of the home plate umpire. And the investment in the chest protector just paid off right there. A shot like that reminds me back in the old days when hockey goaltenders never wore a mask. I don't know how you do that. Because a foul tip is a lot like a hockey puck going right at you. There's a pop out of play, third base side. We'll do it again at 1-2. Again, for those of you who joined us late, the Warriors got on the board first, scoring a run in the top of the second inning, an RBI single by Addie Heil. Solo home run by Taylor Liebelt in the third. Check swing. Heil thought maybe she went around, but the umpire disagrees, and the count evens up at 2-2. But again, solo home run by Liebelt in the third, and then RBI single by Baylen Holstrom in the fourth, and an RBI double by Claire Kalmus in the fourth as well. 4-0 Warriors. Pitch misses low and outside, and that runs the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, a long bus ride to get here, but the Warriors have come off the bus looking very, very focused here today. Butler, payoff pitch. There's a flare, first base side out of play. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Newman Catholic, a rough one for the Cars against number one seeded Almond Bancroft today. They fell 18-0 in three innings, so the season comes to an end for the Newman Catholic High School softball team. Had them on Thursday in their first playoff game, a victory over Rosholt. Again, 3 balls and 2 strikes, and the payoff pitch. Low and outside, and a walk to Maddie Schilling. So a runner on first, one out for Superior.
Playing first base, number 15, Jade Bonner.
Up next will be the first baseman, Jade Bonner. Butler's pitch. Square around and bunt it into the air and into the backstop for strike one. I know it's the bottom of the order, seventh place hitter. But at this point, you actually like to see them sacrifice. I'll take the out right now. 0-1. This time, no sign of a bunt. It is a fastball. Take it on the outside corner for strike two. Jade Bonner walked her first time up. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Foul tip. So Bonner stays alive at nothing and two. We are playing the bottom of the fourth inning here in Superior. It's actually gotten it a little dark here. Overcast skies. They do have light, so there's no problem there. 4-0 lead for Wausau West. And the pitch just off the inside corner. And the count, 1-2. That's a good 0-2 pitch right there from Caitlin Butler. Just off the corner. The right-hander rocks, deals. There's a fly ball right center field. That's going to be trouble. That's dropping in for a base hit. It rounding second, heading to third is Schilling. And now she'll round third. There's going to be a play at the plate, and she is! Oh! They called her safe! I was about to say out, but the umpire says that the runner went around the tag as the ball got there right before the runner. Heil laid down the tag, but apparently Schilling got around the tag and got to home plate before the tag. That was a risky play by Superior because I thought for a moment that was going to be out number two. But runner on first, 4-1 is now the score, and Daisy Martinez will come to the plate. Here's the pitch, pop up, first base side, out of play. There was a good throw from Lee Belt to the cutoff, and then a good throw to home plate. But just able to beat the tag was Schilling. So now 4-1 Warriors. Here's the 0-1. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike two. Little bit of light rain again, falls. But now Butler in a good situation. Up in the count, 0-2. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. So a strikeout as Martinez goes down looking for out number two. That is strikeout number two of the afternoon for Caitlin Butler. And that will bring up Tenley Lawton, the number nine hitter and left fielder for the Spartans. Fastball, inside corner for a called strike one. Boy, getting ahead of the hitters very effectively is Caitlin Butler for the Warriors. Target is set. Here's the rind and the pitch. There's a high pop-up, short right field. Coming in is Kenna Gale. Going out is Peyton Kalmus, and Peyton will make the play. So one run for the Spartans in the fourth. One run on one base hit. And one runner left on base. End of four. It's Wausau West 4, Superior 1. This is Warrior Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
And Chad Holmes back from Superior as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Wausau West 4, Superior 1. And Peyton Kalmus will lead things off for the Warriors, and she swings at the first pitch, hits it well to left field, near the track, but room as making the grab in deep left field is Tenley Lawton for Superior. So one pitch, one out for the Warriors in the top of the fifth. So Up next for the Warriors will be the designated player, Molly Mushinsky. Molly Mushinsky, 0 for 2 so far today.
Now hitting number 11, Jaden Olke.
Oh, actually a pinch hitter here as Jaden Olke will come out. She had a base hit against the Evergreens and Addison Cluck on Friday. She played shortstop on Friday and played very well. There's a change of pace in there for strike one called. But she came out and swung the bat very well against a good pitcher in place of the injured Claire Kalmus on Friday. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Boy, that fastball looked a lot faster after the changeup on the first pitch. So it's now nothing and two. Working is Robillard. She stares in. She's ready. Here's the rock and the pitch. Just getting a piece of it. Staying alive is Elke. No balls and two strikes. Taking a step out of the right-handed box. And now back in. Here's the 0-2. And again, right off the end of the bat, a shake of the head from Jaden Olke. That ball right off the end of the bat, but it stays alive. Had nothing in two. Again, looking in is Robillard. 0-2. Another fight off by Jaden Olke. Again, just getting a piece of it.